Aurelio, welcome to World Music Matters.
I'm happy to be here, you know. To be ambassador of Garifuna music is very hard, but it's a huge pleasure for me. Because, you know, to do Garifuna music, not just to be a star, but to bring a little bit proud to our children, to keep alive our culture. Because the Garifuna children don't speak anymore our language. So I'm the a little bit is a good example to follow. So if few Garifuna children come to follow me, I think the Garifuna culture going to be here for many, many years. The Garifuna people is born in the Caribbean island, mixed Arawak, Indian and African from Nigeria.
That was back in the 17th century, right?
Yes,
a ship came over from Biafra and was heading towards the Caribbean and got shipwrecked, right?
Correct. So from this mix, come from a new culture, Garifuna culture. We arrived to Honduras 219 years ago. We're going to celebrate 220 years this year. And then Guatemala, Belize, Nicaragua, four countries in Central America where the Garifuna live. So we have our maternal language, we have maternal religion, our food, drums. Garifuna people have a different kind of rhythmical things and different kind of songs. So we have an entire culture and living in Central America. So Garifuna nation has never been slave. So we come from a slave tree, but we never slave.
What is the situation of Garifuna people at the moment? What are some of the challenges that they're facing?
Now, we're still a minority in Central America. In my country, Honduras, we have a lot of discrimination. I'm the first black congressman in 220 years in my country. So the government don't have any black people representing or indigenous representing the government. So now, music is my best work. To talk about social problems, to talk about what happened in our village, you know, government trying to take out our community from the coast, Atlantic coast in Central America, to bring the tourism there. Every single day, we have problem with the government trying to get out our community from the coast.
Stop being in politics? You didn't feel you were advancing quick enough?
Oh, you know, I give 8 years of my life to try to bring inclusion. But it's very hard by politics because we in the politics we have groups of power. And you're not inside in the group of power, you're not going to do too much. I get tired, no, I prefer to come back to my artist work.
Do you think it's possible to be both a politician and a musician?
The artist and politician don't work together. They don't work because, you know, the spirit of art is very sensitive to the people, you know. We are open, honest. The artist have to be honest, connect people. And politicians, you know, it's a little bit different, you know. You have to lie sometimes. I don't like to lie people. So you have to be politician or artist. We don't have to contaminate. Landinis is a beautiful son. I'm talking about my mom and coming back to my village where I was born, Bla Playa. So it's like a reconnection, coming back to my roots. But I start to do international project, and I feel like, you know, I'm going to far away, you know, from Bla Playa to Senegal, to South Africa, Japan, Europe. So I feel sometimes like, you know, I'm far from my town, from my tradition, so I want to come back. So landing is means landing, arrive, you know. Landing for us is where the people park his canoe. When we come back from the school, children waiting by the sea, waiting for our parents when come from the farm working. So landing is talking about the space, the sound, the animals singing, you know. It's so beautiful, you know. By the sun, you're going to see the Garifuna village. It's like a picture.
Aurelio, tell us a bit more about Garifuna music.
We play paranda with guitar, shakers, and clave. And then now we use the drum. Garifuna music is talking about the social problem or normal problem, day by day problem in our community.
What, like AIDS? Like
Yeah. We're losing our land, immigration, you know, something like that. So that we have some fight. We're not going to go to the fight directly to kill ourselves. Yes, we leave message by music. And we have music in every single time in our life. When somebody dies, when we have work, when we have some celebration, we have music in every single time in the Garifuna life. So music is a good weapon to find freedom, and music is a good weapon to leave a good message to our community. So I use this power to make change in our community. And a special song for me is here, La Robella. I write a song. I'm talking about love by the beach. I'm talking about love of where the Garifuna people live on the coast, you know, where we have love and, you know, waiting for our family, waiting for love.
Aurelio, you set up the Sol Garifuna Foundation. Just tell me a bit about that and what you're hoping to achieve.
Now I'm trying to establish the international ambassador for the Garifuna music in our governments in Central America, where the Garifuna people live, not just in Honduras, not in Guatemala, Belize, Nicaragua, because, you know, we need the government recognition, you know, and the legislation to give us the special opportunity to create a school in our villages, you know, and find friends to help us to teach our tradition to our young generation. Because, you know, we don't have any school in the entire Garifuna nation to teach to our children about our culture. So we want to establish some space to teach and to bring back this tradition to our children to keep alive for the next generation.
So using the language through your music is clearly one way of doing that.
Yeah, this is our intention to buy the Arbor Foundation. Now I'm working in it. I'm trying to bring down this document to be a reality in different countries, not just in Honduras. So I have to be in Guatemala, Nicaragua, even in San Vincent, and in the United States, because we have a big Garifuna community in the United States. So we're going to work with the friends to find money to make a school in our community. This is my good dream, my good project. We have a lot of things to learn about people around the world, but Garifuna people now have a lot of things to teach to everybody around the world in our kind of life. Simplicity, you know, the living community, everything you have, I have it, you know, I can exchange with my neighbors, you know. And the Garifuna nation, everybody say hello, and again, give you a hug, and like a real hug, you feel like a family, you know. Everybody around the world needs to be a family.
Aurelio, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for being a part of our work to keep alive for our culture.
babe ya nagura babu na te. Na rumbu babe ya nagura babu.